Our process is simple. First, we obtain animal cells. For example, from a tenderloin, we identify which cells are self-renewing and will be able to produce more starter cells in the future.
It's meat, but not as we know it. This is the way US-based startup company Memphis Meat produces what it calls clean meat, made from multiplying cells in a laboratory without the need to slaughter animals.
We feed the cells nutrients, the same nutrients that all animals require to grow.
It now has the public and financial backing of Sir Richard Branson and the world's richest man, Bill Gates. Memphis Meat CEO Dr. Uma Valetti had this to say in June, addressing the Eat Stockholm Food Forum.
People love eating meat. In fact, 90% of the world's population loves eating meat. That's more than 6.5 billion people. This demand is doubling by 2050. It's enormously inefficient. It takes about 23 calories of grain to make 1 calorie of beef. And they are one of the largest emissions of greenhouse gas emissions. Almost 20% of greenhouse gas emissions are directly from animal agriculture. We just think there's a much better way of getting there without asking people to become vegetarian or vegan or eat less meat.
On the Virgin Australia website, Sir Richard Branson says he gave up beef several years ago, speculating one day we will look back and think how archaic our grandparents were in killing animals for food. In 30 years or so, we will no longer need to kill any animals, and all meat will either be clean or plant-based. Consumer group Choice didn't respond to our request for comment, and spokespersons for Meat and Livestock Australia, AgForce and the Northern Cattlemen's Association were unavailable this morning. Karen Jarling and her husband Warren McEwen run CGL Beef at Widgie near Gympie, a small-scale beef operation selling chemical-free, grass-fed and finished beef direct to customers. She has a very different view of the definition of clean beef.
From my business point of view, or from my personal cattle growing and beef eating point of view, clean means you're raising animals and eating the meat that hasn't been treated with a range of vet chemicals. We live on the Sunshine Coast. We live in ticky country, which is something that people often say, oh, how do you keep the ticks off them? Well, it can be done.
Richard Branson and Bill Gates have invested in a startup company called Memphis Meats, and they believe that they're going to be able to produce beef, chicken and duck directly from animal cells in a lab without raising and slaughtering livestock or poultry.
Yeah, and again, we have meat from those animals, and if the animals are raised in a considerate way, the animals live a good life, the environment can benefit from those animals being there, not suffer, and there's a certain amount of pride and usefulness in humans being able to raise those animals, and that's being taken away if it's all to be raised in a lab.
Memphis Meats says the clean meat will be produced in metal vats in a brewery that will be open to public tours.
It's the opposite of a slaughterhouse. That's clear because we're detaching slaughter from meat production. If you were in the room and this was being cooked, or if you're smelling or if you're tasting it, you wouldn't have known.
Once the cells have grown, voila, delicious protein-packed meat is ready to be cooked and eaten. Because we won't need to feed, breed, and slaughter animals, we can avoid many of the problems of conventional meat production. And we expect our products to be better for the environment, the animals, and humanity.
Ms. Jarling, whose family has worked hard to reduce fertilizer use and improve soil health and pasture biodiversity, believes natural grown beef will always have an important place, and there's room for meat eaters, vegans and vegetarians.
Absolutely, absolutely. A little bit of balance would go a long way. Human beings are very clever individuals. We can do so many things, but so often we also do ourselves out of a role, and somewhere along the line we have to have roles for people in the world.